I find it interesting in the New Testament, they said Paul belonged to a sect. Paul belonged to a cult group because he was preaching the way in Jesus Christ. So we definitely preach the way. I don't know if you want to call it a cult. Your definition of a cult, you can decide. But the truth of God matches the word of God. The truth of God shows the way in Christ via his death, burial, and resurrection, preaching him crucified. And so that's what we come into the streets to do, to remind people that there's a narrow path, to remind people that this culture is the broad road to destruction, Satan's culture. And you might say, well, what is that culture? The culture is the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the church systems. Everything that deceives you away from the eternal truth of God. If you're not living for the eternal truth of God, if you're not testing your life to the word of God, how can you know that you're on the path? Well, you definitely know you're on the path to destruction. How do we know that? How do we know the kingdoms of this world are the destruction, headed for destruction, and are Satan's kingdom? Go read the book of, in the Gospels, you can read various accounts. Jesus is tempted by Satan on the Temple Mount. And Satan says to my master, worship me. Worship me and you can have all these kingdoms. So the question is, how can Satan give away kingdoms that he doesn't own? Ask yourself that. The reason he can give them away is because he owns them. Satan owns the kingdoms of the world. And so Satan offers Jesus the kingdoms of the world. Satan is offering you the kingdoms of the world, the sports, the politics, the entertainment that you're living in. And if you don't repent of them and come out of the world, come out of the church systems that he's developed, come out of every false way, lose your life, as Jesus said in Matthew 10. If you haven't lost your life to follow Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Jesus said in the book of Luke, no man is fit for the kingdom of God looking back. Do you look back at your life? Do you look back at what you love? Do you look back at the things of the flesh and the culture that would steer you away from eternal life in Jesus Christ? You must have eternal life in Jesus Christ by the blood, by repentance, by new life, spiritual new life. Test yourself to the holy word of God. We're loving our neighbor today to call you out of the world and the church systems. We love you, neighbor. Take a gospel card. Go test yourself to the word of God. So we travel the country to preach the gospel. We don't take people's money. We don't want your money. We support ourselves. What we want you to do is open the holy scriptures and test and see that you're in danger as you live like the world. That unless you've come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. That unless you surrender your life under the blood of Jesus Christ, unless you're born from above, as John 3 tells us, Jesus said, and 1 John tells us about being born again, and Peter tells us about being born again, and Paul tells us about being born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. That you become a new creation. All things become new. All the old things have passed away. Have you become a new creation? Are you living for the kingdom of God? The Bible says you must come to the kingdom of God like a small child. What does that mean? As children are looking on at the street preacher here, it means you must believe what God says, trust what God says. You can know the way to eternal life. The Bible says faith is believing in what's unseen. Do you believe in what's unseen, neighbor? Do you have faith in the promises of Jesus Christ? Do you have faith that he's going to do what his word says he will do? Or do you doubt the eternal creator? I find it amazing. Many people claim they trust Jesus for their salvation, but they're not trusting Christ in His Word and how to live their life every single day. They're not trusting Christ to keep His Word and His ways. They're not trusting Christ to walk in spirit and truth. They're following dead man-made religion that will not save them. Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, or any other flavor of man-made religion will not save you unless you open the scriptures and see where you are in the gospel. The wrath of God is coming for you lest you repent, neighbor. We love you. Truth beckons us to come and call you out of the world. Don't waste your life in sports and college football and entertainment. Throw yourself at the mercy of God and be made new. Jesus did not die in vain, and Jesus did not die so people could live a worldly life. Jesus died to call people to Himself. The Bible says, a peculiar people. Have you died to yourself? Are you living all for Christ? Has your whole life been transformed? Do you test every word, every way? Did you wake up today with the heart and mind to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Are you living for the kingdom of God, neighbors? Test yourself to the word of God. The wrath of God is coming against all sin and worldliness and disobedience. We want you to know the truth. We want you to live and walk according to the truth. Satan, no one will accuse Satan of being a sluggard. He works hard. He labors all the time in the culture and in false man-made religion to deceive people. The Bible calls Satan an angel of light. Why is that? Because you can believe you're following the truth while you're following his lies, which is the man-made religious system. You're following his lies. You're not following his truth. You're not keeping his ways. And it leads to destruction. Second Thessalonians says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That means an eternal fate in hell where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. We don't want our neighbor to end up in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. We want you to open your eyes, read the Holy Scriptures, see that you're separated far from God in your church systems and in your cultural ways, and come out for the glory of God. Come out. Don't trample the blood of Jesus anymore. 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among her. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, the scriptures say. Okay. We're just out here loving our neighbor today, lifting up the only way to eternal life. This glorious Savior, the Word of God, the eternal Word of God. The Bible says, in Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Are you living by the word of God today? Lord bless you. Seek the kingdom of God, neighbor. Young boy just took a gospel card. He's all smiles. I love that. And his mom was smiling too. This is a Spanish festival. Very nice people. And oftentimes Roman Catholic, but very respectful of what we preach. And maybe we're planting seeds in them today. Lifting up the only way to eternal life. Loving our neighbor. Jesus is coming. Do you know the path to eternal life? Don't squander your life. Don't squander the truth of God. Walk in His Word and His ways. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What does the word righteous mean? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what's right before a holy God. what's right before a holy God, to do his word, to do his ways, to keep his law, not the culture or man-made religion and the traditions of men. The traditions of men will damn your soul. The traditions of men will keep you from the truth of God. Do not be deceived. What are you sowing today, neighbors? To the flesh? Are you sowing to the Spirit? Sow to the Spirit, find life. Sow to the flesh, it means death. Death. We don't want our neighbors to miss the narrow path that Christ has made. There's a judgment that's coming. America and the world is set for the judgment of God. You can escape the judgment if you'll seek him in spirit and truth. But if you're living after the pattern of the world, there is no hope. You have to come and seek the kingdom of God. You have to lose this life to find eternal life. Jesus made the narrow path. Test yourself, sir. Don't leave this life without knowing Jesus Christ. He's the only way, not religion. The religions are lying to you. The churches are lying. You can know eternal life by knowing Christ, and you can become a friend of God by keeping his word. Keep his word and his ways. Don't walk after the pattern of the world. The Bible says that we should not conform to the world, Romans 12. If the Bible says don't conform to the world, how come all of the churches are conforming to the world? How come all the churches look, act, talk, dress, entertain like the world? The reason they do that is because they love the things of the world. We don't want you to love the things of the world. We want you to open the Bible, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength to come out of the world. That's what repentance is, to turn your mind and your ways from that which is carnal, sinful, a transgression against God. The truth matters, and Christ said he is the way, the truth, and the life. Everybody wants eternal life. Some people say they want the way, but what we have found is very few people want the truth. The truth changes your life. The truth calls you out of the culture. The truth convicts you. The Holy Spirit of truth convicts you. So you no longer can live in your flesh and the things you love, sports, politics, entertainment. The truth causes you to conform to God's word and ways. What a glorious thing, because he shed his blood. Who else is worthy of that but Christ alone? He's worthy. That means he gets all the glory. He alone can be worthy for our salvation. He alone. He alone gets the glory for shedding his blood and making the way. He alone gets the glory for raising from the dead. He alone gets the glory for the sealed word of God. But his people are called to now obey and come out of the world and seek him. And guess what? We can be worthy in following him. We can be worthy in obeying him. We can be worthy in walking in all the ways that he's called us to by his shed blood. Test yourself to the word of God, folks. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't follow the churches, don't follow the culture. Love your neighbor, test yourself at that word of God. Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. If you're outside of Christ, you're lost. If you're of the world, you're lost. You can find eternal life. You can find eternal life. You are lost, sir. I was lost too. But now I'm found in Christ.
There is a difference.
The grace of God gives you the ability to follow His word. The grace of God does not give you the ability or allow you to live in sin. The grace of God calls you to obedience and holiness and righteousness. Lest you're living in holiness, obedience, and righteousness, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Test yourself to the word of God, sir. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. I went to give that man a gospel card, and Sister Raman already got to him. He held it up. I got one. We're a team out here. Brother Kuo is down in the festival away. I'm about in the middle. Sister Raman's up in an intersection, just preaching, sharing the good news, lifting up Christ, warning people on this beautiful, hot September day about the broad road to destruction and the narrow path to eternal life in Christ. It's the same message. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes, this is the full duty of man, to fear God and keep His commandments. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, it's evidence and fruit that you don't know Him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We're here to help people do that because we love God and we love our neighbor.